August 4th, Tuesday. What are the reasons for life and for living? Some people say that they live because they can't die. Conversely, others live by clinging on to vague hope that something good will happen in the days to come. Some even endure life because they've suffered unfairly. There are various reasons why people continue to live. However, there aren't many people who seek God's reasons for sending them into this world. Only a very few people live for that reason. Are successful business people who possess a great amount of wealth, or politicians who possess tremendous power and influence, truly happy? People must be with God in order to be genuinely happy. If not, they'll certainly face misfortune and unhappiness. Because people are spiritual beings, no amount of success can satisfy or make them feel content. Are you truly happy? The Covenant of the Mount of Olives, Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus called his disciples and sent them into the field right away. They experienced the amazing works that arose when God's kingdom was established. Are you undergoing crises or hardships right now? If so, it is an opportunity to experience God's kingdom. Moreover, it is a precious opportunity to experience the answer of the Mount of Olives. Then why must you experience the covenant of the Mount of Olives? Number 1. The reason why you must experience the mission of the Mount of Olives. Don't look at today's difficulties, because God will provide a future. Don't focus on the incidents that happen in a span of 1 or 2 days. Instead, remember that you are inside His providence that has led you from long ages past to eternity. God has given you new imprints, roots, and nature. Through your life, God wants to leave behind an important mission and fulfillment as masterpieces. Number 2. The content of the Mount of Olives. Inside the journey of holding on to the covenant of the Mount of Olives, God will heal you first. In order for you to hold on to this mission and have victory, He even gave you the power to overcome everything. Furthermore, when you grab hold of the covenant of world evangelization, you will receive the prepared answer of being commissioned to churches and the world. You can experience this covenant solely through only. Moreover, it is actualized through the power of the Holy Spirit, and not your power. In this manner, you will be raised as a witness. The small prayer that began when the disciples gathered at Mark's upper room changed the field and led them to conquer Macedonia and Rome. Determining factors rarely emerge from large works. Right now, all you have to do is hold on to the covenant as your mission and begin doing small but precious works. Dear God, may today be the day of thanksgiving and deep sense of emotions when I discover and confirm the covenant of the Mount of Olives. Let the covenant journey begin as I hold on to the mission. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.